Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
That's right. Thank you, David. Welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF. You just heard the second piece from Frequency News. This one produced by Mike McCullough at CIVL Abbotsford, British Columbia, about a plan to potentially, well, a probe into whether it might be good to reclaim the floodplain at Sumas Lake. That produced as part of the Local Journalism Initiative, which is a great national initiative that you then heard a promo for the show Viewpoints, which is also sort of part of the LGI, a national show combining all of that news into one place. And I was just in Sydney, Nova Scotia, for the National Campus Community Radio Conference, which was a great fun time, educational, inspirational, social, motivational, all sorts of things. It's always good to go and, you know, there's a bunch of workshops to attend, presentations, but also just sort of conference mingling, getting to hear from other people who solve the same kinds of problems that you solve in similar or different ways. People who have the same headaches and the same joys and all of that. So a great refresher. And, you know, lots of good news coming out of the conference. It sounds like they're, as part of the Bill C-36, I think that's the bill. Gosh, I should get that correct. The social media compensation bill that requires international social media. Oh, it is not C-36. The bill that requires social media giants to compensate independent news providers with compensation for their content. The reason that CJSF and other campus community radio stations are now blocked on Meta platforms, Google has decided to start paying for some stuff to the Canadian government, and that means that stations across the country will be receiving a little bit of funding, which is nice. And, you know, there's also all sorts of other ways that community radio is growing and trying to rebuild from whatever setbacks we had during the pandemic. You know, a lot of the advice is to re-engage with the community and reach out, and that's always good advice. So if you have any interest either in becoming a member of a campus community radio station or in partnering with a campus community radio station to get your message out or just to share something that you think is important, please get in touch with us at CJSF. You can join us as a member. Everyone is welcome, whether you're a student or a community member, just someone who wants to get involved. We provide all the equipment and the training, and we don't charge you anything. You just got to come by our station in the lower floor of the Student Union Building at SFU's Burnaby campus. Or you can get in touch with us. There's lots of contact info on our website, cjsf.ca, or you can reach out to our volunteer coordinator, Juju, at VOL4, that's the number 4, VOL4CJSF at sfu.ca. If you're interested in interview stuff, you can reach out directly to me. I'm Jesse. If you have a story that you think needs to be covered, you can get in touch with me, and that's CJSFPA, CJSF Public Affairs, at sfu.ca, and we'll talk to you and we'll figure out how to tell your story together. Yeah, cool stuff. And please, I would love it if you came and did a show here on the radio or joined me on the air for this show. Either way, we would love to have you. I mentioned that there is a large social component to the National Community Radio Conference that I'm sure any sort of national conference for a national organization that happens on an annual basis will provide this situation, but I have lots of conference friends, people who I see every year or a couple of years or whatever as we're able to attend these conferences. And they are all very cool, interesting people because they're also community radio folks. And we seem to attract cool and interesting people. One of these folks is Jenny from CFRO in Guelph, who performs under the pseudonym Jenny Omnicord. And this is because she performs with an Omnicord, which is a synthesizer produced by Suzuki that looks kind of like a guitar or a harp and has a very distinct sound. If you know the song Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz, you may know that whole melody, the boom, 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 is just one of the preset melodies on an Omnicord. So Jenny does all sorts of cool stuff with that and has been making music with an Omnicord for years. And is such a big fan that when the Suzuki Omnicord, new version of the Omnicord was announced, they sent her a new one pre-release because she's that famous in the Omnicord community. So I'm going to play you a track by Jenny. She also participated, she presented a session which was about engaging with the campus and other community groups, provided lots of interesting ideas and strategies for getting youth and other students engaged with the station. But she also performed a song as part of the recording live music at your station session that we did. You're not going to hear that recording because that's not available to us at this point. But we're going to hear a track from her record, Cities of Gifts and Ghosts. This is Buildings by Jenny Omnicord.
Other time, and she waited for She's so wonderful.
Hi, it's Mike Shepherd, and you're listening to the Noise of Carpet Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
She's so wonderful.
Bird note. If you had to pick the bird most like a superhero, the bobolink might not be an obvious choice. But these quirky blackbirds have abilities that would impress Superman himself. Every year, bobolinks fly from their wintering grounds in southern South America all the way to grasslands in North America, completing the 12,000-mile round trip in the fall. Some bobolinks travel a distance equal to a few laps around the planet over the course of their lives. Flying that far requires a rock-solid navigation system. Bobolinks carry one in their nose. Iron oxide in their nasal passages lets them sense the Earth's magnetic fields and orient themselves to compass directions. Despite incredible abilities, bobolinks are pretty modest in their habitat needs. They're happy to nest in a grassland or just an overgrown farm field. Even so, bobolinks have lost many of their habitats. Maintaining prairies and harvesting hay fields outside of their nesting season can help bobolinks and other grassland birds find places to raise their little ones. Each tiny bobolink chick could be destined for multiple trips around the globe. No cape needed. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. And before that thrilling Bird Note intermission, you heard Buildings by Jenny Omnicord from her record Cities of Gifts and Ghosts. Currently on a tour back from the Maritimes to the hometown of Guelph, Ontario. We are going to hear one last bit of news and content from the Local Journalism Initiative's Frequency News site, and this is some good news for students in Abbotsford.
The government of British Columbia is touting $12 million in funding that it has set aside in the 2024 budget to expand Abbotsford Middle School. The project, which the government says will be assembled from prefabricated materials, is expected to add 200 student spaces in time for autumn 2025.
We know that our communities are growing. My name is Rachna Singh, Minister of Education and Childcare. I'm MLA from Surrey Green Timbers. We know more and more people are moving to British Columbia, more and more people are making British Columbia their home. So there are challenges, and we are looking closely at that, hearing directly from the school districts and looking at ways to help them with the pressures that they are facing, and looking at ways to make more investments in education.
We offered Abbotsford School District a chance to comment, but we were unable to connect prior to publication. However, quoted in a Government of BC news release, Chair of the Abbotsford Board of Education, Shirley Wilson, said, quote, I am pleased to see these new capital funds addressing the growing student enrollments in the Abbotsford School District. This project will help manage the significant growth at Abbotsford Middle School, with the prefabricated design providing much relief sooner than a traditional project. We recognize the significant work of our staff and the ministry in moving this project to approval. End quote. Beyond this $12 million project, Minister Singh points to the additional $70 million in funds the NDP government has allocated to other Abbotsford education projects.
Over the past 7 years, our government has approved more than $70 million to build and upgrade schools in the Abbotsford school districts. There is a new Irene Keller Elementary School that has added almost 500 new student seats. My understanding is that opened in 2022. There also has been seismic upgrades at Abbotsford Traditional Secondary School, which provided safe and modern seats for 750 students. And construction is also underway on additions at Augustine Traditional Elementary and Margaret Stenerson Elementary, which once completed will add 360 more student spaces.
In all, Singh says she's extremely proud of the work her government has done in education. The province has set aside $3.75 billion in the 2024 budget for capital investments in the education system over the next 3 years to expand schools, undertake seismic upgrades, and to buy up land for future schools. For Civil Radio, I'm Mike McCullough. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. For this story and more, visit frequencynews.ca.
It's not true. Tonight it's gonna be for night. It's not true. It's alright. It's not true. In my own thought I.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Drawing, dancing, making music. These forms of expression are not just for people who identify as artists. Sarah Newman of the Climate Mental Health Network says they can help people explore their feelings about climate change.
This is not asking people to show up and become Pablo Picasso. This is about using different modalities to process your emotions.
For many people, thinking about climate change can provoke anxiety, anger, or fear. So Newman's group provides resources, primarily for parents and teachers, to help young people identify and cope with these emotions. It offers a free art therapy guide in English and Spanish. The guide suggests activities, such as making collages with images that reflect what you're feeling about climate change, or dancing and moving your body to release difficult emotions.
Art therapy is a way to express one's emotions in a way that is beyond the limitations of words. And it's a way to tap into experiences and feelings that you might be having or that you might not even necessarily fully recognize.
So art can help people begin to process the many emotions evoked by the climate crisis. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Jesse, and this is about it for the show. You just heard We Can Talk Forever by Cherry Blue, a title track off a new three-track EP. And throughout the hour, you have heard a little bit of talk about the NCRC in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Looking forward to next year's installment in Nanaimo. If you become a member of the station between now and then, you could come hang out in Nanaimo with us and learn all sorts of cool new community radio stuff, make all sorts of cool community radio friends, both here at the station and there, and in all your comings and goings amongst community radio. And we also heard a bunch of work from a National Community Radio Association and Community Radio Fund of Canada project called the Local Journalism Initiative and Frequency News, their aggregator of all of their great local journalism. So you can check that out at frequencynews.ca. You can check us out at cjsf.ca or on our app, which lets you listen to your favorite shows and save them and all sorts of cool stuff. You can find that on the App Store or the Google Play Store, wherever you get your apps for your phone. You can find it. Search CJSF, CJSF Radio. Cool. We're going to leave with some music by Empanadas Ilegales, who are an amazing combo that does psychedelic cumbia, I guess. They do their own thing. This recording is called Rooftop Sessions, Creepy Mambo, and it's great. We're going to hear La Danza del Vampiro, The Dance of the Vampire, and Democracy Now! Is up next. See you later.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy.